Like the Murti in the temple, you are sitting probably cross-legged in a comfortable position. The body naturally relaxing. The body just being with itself. The breath naturally taking place on its own. The eyelids gently closed, very gently resting on their lids, the lower lids. The tongue relaxed. Mouth and face with just a gentle, natural smile. The mind in the safe, benign environment is naturally settling, relaxing, free to go through its own processes to do that. And as all of these activities of coming back just to your own natural state of being, the body coming back to a state of rest, the breath taking care of itself, the mind generating whatever thoughts and feelings are necessary to allow it to come to a state of rest. Let all of these processes take place. Notice that they are taking place on their own, by themselves. All of them. And you, yourself, this conscious being that you are, you just be yourself. Be me. Be yourself. Relaxed with a relaxed buddhi. No pressure on the body or mind or breath to do anything other than what they're doing. And so as you just be yourself, different sensations will be passing through, kind of like clouds passing through the sky. We have different vrittis, different experiences. Your thoughts, or you feel your muscles relaxing, or different feelings arising from the unconscious. Letting all of those take place on their own. You simply be yourself, abiding in this body, the Dehi, the one who is abiding in the body from the standpoint of the body, from the standpoint of the body, it shines with my awareness. But now just being yourself, notice that you simply are. You're not doing anything. The body is doing something. The mind is doing something. The breath is doing something. You are just quiet, still, free. Just conscious being. Though the self of the body, the self of the thoughts, from your own standpoint, you simply are conscious being, not conscious of anything, the very being and self of the body. But from your own standpoint, you just are. The body is illumined, is known, but you are doing absolutely nothing to illumine it, nor do you have a sense that you are illumining it, nor do you have a sense that you are even knowing it. You just simply are this beautiful me. The self that you are simply is. In the Dakshinamurti temple, Dakshinamurti is sitting, his eyes gently closed. Gentle smile on his face. You can see the deep relaxation in his body. He's simply being himself. His body becomes his temple. You are indwelling this body from the standpoint of the body. This body is your temple, the temple of the self, of yourself, the temple of Ishwara. This very self that you are is Ishwara. The truth of Ishwara. Ishwara is me. The very me, the I that you identify yourself, is the very me that is the self of Ishwara. So in fact, you are Ishwara. As you simply welcome and accept the thoughts or the relaxing body or any sounds, welcome them so that your mind is totally free of any agitation or any stress. You let the mind relax, the body relax. And as you do that, just being yourself, your own being becomes more dominant, experientially dominant, because the mind, the body, are not calling attention to themselves. And so their own self is more shining than the mind. Because they're not busy, they're simply relaxing. If there's any stress or pain or tension in the mind or sensations in the unconscious, things that want to come up, just relax into them, welcoming them, and let them relax into you. Just being yourself. And notice that any sounds in no way touch your being or disturb the silence. Focus on the silence and notice how it remains untouched. In the same way, it remains untouched or undisturbed by the sounds. Uncovered is not covered. Just notice that. In exactly the same way, your mind, your thoughts, your hurts and pains, in no way cover or disrupt yourself. not in any way. The barking may be screechy, the sounds of your mind with the thoughts and emotions may be pleasant or unpleasant, but from the standpoint of yourself, remain totally, naturally, effortlessly, undisturbed and uncovered. There's never a time when this isn't true. Whenever your mind gets lost in itself, as though overwhelmed by the emotions, the storm, instantaneously you can notice that you are totally present and nothing is happening to you. You are an infallible sanctuary. Your very being is a sanctuary. Shanti.